Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estertori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, Sunday, May 26, 2024, we dive deep into the financial and business headlines impacting the industry and consumers across Australia. First, let's talk about the regulatory world. Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has stamped its stance on artificial intelligence in the financial services world. During a Senate committee meeting, ASIC Chair Joe Longo stressed that firms using AI must abide by current regulations. As shown in ASIC's own AI trial, the technology is no substitute for human nuance. Despite its potential benefits in areas like data analysis and misconduct detection, the responsibility still lies with financial service firms to maintain their regulatory commitments, irrespective of any technology deployed. Switching gears to consumer behaviors, we're seeing some interesting shifts following the announcement of upcoming Stage 3 tax cuts. According to Westpac's Consumer Sentiment Survey, a whopping 80% of Australians plan to save rather than spend their tax relief. With cost of living pressures and concerns over inflation and potential interest rate hikes, Aussies are leaning towards financial security. The National Australia Bank reinforces this trend, reporting a growing savings inclination amongst its customers. In the backdrop of financial conservatism, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is racing to address escalating insurance costs, particularly in areas that are prone to natural disasters. The ICA has engaged the government, leading to the formation of the Insurance Affordability and Natural Hazard Risk Reduction Task Force. Leveraging options like reinsurance pools and direct subsidies, this proactive approach aims to support over 100,000 households grappling with affordability issues amid a balancing act to preserve market stability and price transparency. Lastly, the controversial superannuation bill adding a tax cap on superannuation above $3 million continues to cause a stir. As the bill edges closer to the Senate, all eyes are on the indecisive crossbench senators. The Greens are calling for an end to super tax concessions for property investors, while others suggest amendments like revisions to the taxation of unrealized gains and indexation adjustments. And that concludes your daily wrap-up of Australian financial service headlines from Financial Services Online. Stay in tune with us for more industry updates, and be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estertori. Until next time.